This is the first time the anniversary of the 9/11 attacks has come around under President Obama, and the administration will continue a tradition started by President Bush back in 2002. That is to observe a moment of silence on the south lawn of the White House at exactly 8:46 a.m., the time when the first of the hijacked jetliners hit the World Trade Center in New York. Then later in the morning, Mr. Obama attends a wreath-laying and memorial service at the Pentagon, where hijackers crashed another of the four jets seized that day. The president will make remarks at that service, and he and Defense Secretary Robert Gates will meet with family members of people killed there. Vice President Biden will be in New York City to attend the official memorial service there. Don Gagne, NPR News, The White House.